Shopify grows your business no matter how far or big you grow. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Whether you're selling your fans' next favorite shirt or an exclusive piece of podcast merch, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/income, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/income now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in.
I'm Anthony Davis. This is Explained from 5 Minute News. I don't know if you ever look at Truth Social. You don't have to be a member of it, but you can go on a web browser and search Donald Trump's posts. His most recent about presidential immunity might be the smoking gun that we've all been looking for, because he basically admits that what he seeks is to be able to break the law, do whatever he wants, and get away with it because the president should have full immunity. And I quote, "Without which it would be impossible for him or her to properly function. Any mistake, even well-intended, would be met with almost certain indictment by the opposing party at term end. Even events that cross the line must fall under total immunity, or it would be years of trauma trying to determine good from bad." I mean, look, Donald Trump is a crook and a criminal and has been for most of his adult life. And the rest of us have been trying to put him into some kind of moral box and think, well, you know, he must know that this is wrong, or he must know that he's doing bad or breaking the law. And maybe we've been barking up the wrong tree the whole time. Donald Trump is a career criminal. He doesn't know any different. And to accidentally win the presidency, as he did in 2016, thanks to the support of the Kremlin, who, of course, he has been ever so keen to support ever since, and others, has given him this opportunity to grift on behalf of the United States of America. And sadly, you know, people believed him when he said that he was the answer to all of their problems. Well, those people still have the same problems, and despite Trump making America great again for 4 years, the very people that lent their support to him are not seeing life being any better than it was before he showed up. And that's, to me, the proof that everything he says is just bluster. But now when he gets to a point where his court cases, 91 charges, 4 indictments, aside from the rape trial that is now a defamation trial with E. Jean Carroll, Donald Trump is a baddie. He's not a goodie. He's not a public servant. He's not somebody who's devoted his life to public service, like Joe Biden, for example. He's somebody who's always operated in the shadows and then has a kind of PR machine that likes to give the impression that he's rich and successful and powerful and has great taste. And the reality is that none of those are true. In fact, he's gone bankrupt multiple times. He is a failed businessman. And winning the presidency gave him the opportunity to make a living like never before. You know, he thought he got lucky with The Apprentice. Well, the earnings from the presidency far outweighed any money that he earned from television appearances, because he has been able to use his properties, his hotels and golf courses to give an invitation to the great and the good and the not so good, heads of state and dignitaries and even foes. Countries that you really wouldn't want to entertain, Donald Trump was very happy to take their money. In fact, he admitted so on Fox recently, saying that he made about $8 million from these foreign countries coming and spending their money in Trump hotels.
And if I have a hotel and somebody comes in from China, That's a small amount of money. You know, it sounds like a lot of money. That's a small. But I was doing services for that. People were staying in these massive hotels, these beautiful hotels, because I have the best hotels. I have the best clubs. I have the best clubs. I have great stuff. And they stay there and they pay.
And so now he's saying that all presidents must have complete and total presidential immunity, or the authority and decisiveness of a president of the United States will be stripped and gone forever. Hopefully this will be an easy decision. God bless the Supreme Court. Well, of course, he would say that because most of his cases will end up in the Supreme Court, where he has placed his far-right Christian nationalist supporters to make those ultimate decisions on behalf of the United States. So Trump got elected, broke his oath of office. He caused an insurrection against his own country, which should disqualify him from the presidency. But for some reason, no one really wants to go down that road. And now he's relying on the Supreme Court to bail him out so he can win again and not just put forward very dangerous far-right, anti-women, anti-minority policies, but so that he can make money, because this really has been the whole business for Donald Trump. Grifting. Getting people to give them their last dime. People that can't afford it. People that have put their faith in Donald Trump. And some of them now see him as a religious character, as the second coming, the Messiah. Never was there a person who you would put your faith in like this man. A hateful person, a man with a personality disorder who hates everybody, loves himself, but is deeply flawed. Emptiness and sadness, childhood that was traumatic and has made him the tragic character that he is today. And if you can't see that, then, well, you have maybe been brainwashed by the Trump contagion. You've fallen for the grift. Maybe you've supported him, given him money, bought a hat. All of these things contribute towards the Trump machine, where his family grift on his behalf, and he gives the impression that he's hands-off when in fact he's running his businesses throughout his presidency. And now he really is running out of options. He's running out of lawyers. He's running out of money. And so he has to grift, partly because he needs to make a living, but secondly, because he thinks that by winning the presidency, he can then go after the people that have wronged him, from judges and juries to journalists. Anybody that has been unfavorable towards Donald Trump will see the retribution firsthand. And so by insisting that all presidencies deserve immunity is basically saying, well, it's just stopping with him, really, isn't it? Because there hasn't been, apart from a brief moment with Richard Nixon, there hasn't been this years-long grift of the American people and the damage being done to American freedoms, patriotism being abused in a way that has never been done before, weaponizing all these aspects of American society and taking away people's freedoms and claiming that they are celebrating freedom in the process. Not just a woman's right to choose, but also the rights of people to move around the world, of Muslims to enter the United States and people to practice their religion freely. All of the things that we held great here in the US have become either deconstructed or destructed by one solitary man and his followers. And so is it any wonder that he is seeking presidential immunity, not just for himself, but claiming all future presidents? Well, he doesn't really think there will be any future presidents, because if you vote for Donald Trump, if he is to win the general election, you will never get to vote again. He will make sure that it's Trump's way or the highway. I'm Anthony Davis. You can catch me on the 5 Minute News podcast, co-hosting Uncovered on Wednesdays, on Sundays, on the weekend show with Midas Touch.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.